wait for the tone. Then say your name and press the pound or hash key.
Bob Hagen.
When you hear the tone, you will be the 30th person to join the meeting. Joining the meeting.
Hello?
Bob Hagen.
Hey, everybody. If I could just remind people to put your phones on mute, except when you're asking a question. And Rick will lead things off, followed by Josh. Okay?
Thank you, everybody, tonight. Sorry about the delay. Traffic with all the construction on 494, getting around to these physicals can take a while. But I can announce that we have officially signed Josh Freeman, so it is official as of this moment. Tell you how excited we are to add him to our 53. Felt it was a great opportunity that presented itself when he was released by Tampa to add another quality football player to our roster. Coach Frazier talked to you a little bit earlier today about what role he'll play and with our other quarterbacks. Coach will address that. But we're very excited to have Josh Freeman as part of the Minnesota Vikings. So I'll go ahead and take any further questions. Yeah, we'll make another roster move. We have to make that by tomorrow, so sometime tomorrow we'll announce a roster move.
Rick, hey, Chip Skagans, why did you feel like you needed to go out and add Josh?
You know, we look at the waiver wire every night. It just happened to be Josh Freeman on the waiver wire Thursday night. And, you know, I've had a lot of respect for Josh and all the way back from when he was coming out in the pre-draft process and how much time we spent with him before the draft that year. The other opportunity was to get just another quality football player. Now, it just happens to be Josh Freeman. It just happens to be at the quarterback position, but that's what we do. We monitor the waiver wire every night, and if there's anyone at any position that we feel can come aboard and help our 53 and potentially improve our ball club, we're always going to try to be aggressive and do that.
Rick, Brian Murphy here. Why only a one-year deal with Josh? And I guess to that end, how much do you need to see him playing within your system to get a full accounting of his long-term potential?
You know, the biggest thing we wanted to do is just working with his representation. Felt it was the best on doing the 1 year. I won't get into any of the business terms or anything like that, but it gives us an opportunity for Josh to come and join. It gives us an opportunity to evaluate where we'll be at the end of the season and how we will move forward. But our main focus right now is that we add a very good football player to this roster, and our main focus is also getting ready to play Carolina and beat the Panthers. Sorry?
Larry Fitzgerald, National Programming.
Go ahead, Larry. Larry, I'll go to you, and then I'll go back to you, Mark.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, is this a similar situation to what happened with Chris Carter years ago when the Vikings brought him in?
I can just tell you this. You know, we pride ourselves on trying to do the best from a due diligence standpoint as possible. Like I said, we're very familiar with Josh when he did come out of Kansas State. Very familiar with him as a person, and felt very comfortable and confident that we're bringing in the quality of not only player but quality of person that into our organization that we strive to go get. Mark,
Rick, what does it mean?
He said, "Is that a yes?"
Yeah, Rick. What does this mean for Christian Bonner's future with the Vikings?
You know, we've talked, and I've spoken with Christian, I've spoken with Matt, I've spoken with Bethel as well, and Josh knows the situation as well. You know, This has no determination on where Christian Ponder is, and we think Christian Ponder has a bright future. We, you know, Matt Castle came in and did a great job for us when he filled in at London. So right now, my main focus or my part of my job is to make sure I'm trying to get the best 53 players on this roster. And then at the end of the season, we'll make an evaluation like we always do and determine that going forward. But by no means is this a reflection on we're disappointed in Christian Ponder or disappointed in Matt Castle or disappointed in Bethel. It was just an opportunity to go out and add another football player that we have high regard for.
Just wanted to ask you, what was the sales pitch like? Obviously, he had a lot of opportunities to go to other teams. Did you promise starts? What kind of things were laid out for him? Because he has said he's wanted to start again this season.
You know, our approach is when we talk to players, regardless, when we're in free agency, when we're competing in college free agency, is we want players that want to be here. We don't try to...
Joining the meeting.
We don't try to do like a hard sell. Well, we promise you this, we promise you that. We put everything out on the table, upfront and honest, the situation they're coming into, what our organization is about, what type of team that we're trying to build, what type of character we're trying to bring on this football team. And I want the players to want to be here and want to play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Rick, Brian Murphy with the Pioneer Press. You know, you say Christian has a bright future here, but I mean, if he had not had his struggles early this year, and you didn't have to, and he didn't get hurt, and you had to turn to Matt, I mean, would you even be looking for a quarterback right now?
I mean, I'm not going to get into anything hypothetical because I won't deal in hypotheticals. All I deal with is when there is a player that comes available that we think can help and add to our 53, regardless of position, we're going to do that. And I felt at the time, you know, in talking with Coach Frazier, talking with our ownership, that when Josh Freeman came available, he fit exactly that bill, that it's an opportunity to go out and get another good football player to add to our 53-man roster.
Rick, Joe Schmidt here. You said that this improves your football team. You still got a defense giving up a lot of points. Was there any thought of using those resources to try to ramp up your defense instead?
Again, as opportunities come, I mean, we look at it on a daily basis, you know, and we do like personnel evaluations every week. We try to see where we're at, where we need to improve, and if there's players out there that come available, regardless of position, we'll always look to try to improve the roster.
Coach Frazier did talk and say that Josh would get the chance to compete for a starting job, though. I mean, that's a different aspect than you guys have had previously. You've always maintained that Christian is that number one guy. Has there been a difference somewhere along the line here?
You know, Coach Frazier talked about it today, that we are going to get Josh Freeman ready to play. I mean, but again, all that stuff will take care of itself in due time. And all we're concerned about at this point is getting a quality football player to our 53-man roster, and then we'll take it from where it goes from here.
Rick, hey, Chipper Goggins again. What's a realistic timetable for Josh to be up to speed with the offense if you can't get him on the field?
You know, we the coaches have a game plan for him. You know, he'll start tonight with the playbook as soon as we get off this conference call here. And you know, each guy and each individual is differently. I know Josh's work ethic. I know what it was coming out. And I know he'll work extremely hard to get caught up as quickly as he can.
Rick, Ben, I guess we're talking. Go ahead, Ben.
Rick, you've talked a lot about kind of having a three-year rule on quarterbacks, and obviously that applies to Christian here in his third year. Are you able to kind of finish that evaluation process with him and evaluate Josh at the same time? How does that kind of coincide with each other?
Well, like I said, we have 12, hopefully more weeks in the season. We're still early in the season yet, so that evaluation process will continue.
Rick, you talked about doing that due diligence with Josh.
What kind of sense did you get from all that wrong with him in Tampa Bay?
You know, I'm not worried. Like I said, I'm not going to reveal everything that we know or don't know. I just know the kid. I know what we felt about him coming out. I know talking to the people that we've talked to about Josh. I don't know what happened down in Tampa. It's none of my business at all. All I know is that Josh Freeman's a Minnesota Viking now, and we're looking forward to moving on.
What was your assessment of Josh's? What's the best strength that you like about him? And in terms of accuracy, both short, medium, and long range deep balls, how do you assess him as a passer?
Well, I think he is very talented as a passer. I watched all his college tape. I've watched probably 40 games this weekend on him. I watched him live twice, what he did to us in the Metrodome, not only last year, but I think a few years ago when we played him. I think he did bring him back from behind to beat us in the Metrodome. So I know that he is a big quarterback with a strong arm that can do a lot of good things at all levels of the field.
Rick, Brian Murphy again here. Do you intend to keep Christian on the roster for the remainder of the season?
As of right now, yeah. We don't intend to make any other moves with our quarterbacks.
You guys have anything?
Rick, looking back on that, again, you're still evaluating Christian and everything, but when you look back at the 2011 draft, what was it about Dalton and Kemp, Dabernick, that you universally established them as a notch below the Gabbert, Locker, Christian group, and vice versa?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole question.
I'm just saying, when you look back on that 2011 draft, again, I know you're still evaluating Christian, but when you look back on that, that Dalton Kaepernick went in that second round, what was it about them that universally, established them as that second tier behind, Gabbert, Locker, Christian?
Well, unless you saw our draft board, I don't know how you knew how we had those guys stacked up. But as you know, I'm not going to talk about any other player at any other team or how we felt.
That's how it came out. I mean, those guys were second round, and the other guys were top ten. I'm just curious if you could, I'm not saying that you guys. I'm just saying it seemed to be across the board that's how they were viewed, and I just wonder, in hindsight, why that was.
Well, again, I don't know what other teams thought or what other teams' evaluation were, but, we felt very strongly about when we did draft Christian, and he has shown signs of that. And like I said, we'll see how all this unfolds as we go forward.
All right, you guys have anything else for Rick, or can you put Josh on now?
Yeah, one last question.
All right.
So this is Tim. I was wondering about McLeod Bethel-Thompson. You said you weren't going to make any moves with quarterbacks. Does that include him?
Again, I'm not going to announce any moves on roster moves or anything that we're going to do until tomorrow. We're going to discuss all our options tonight. And I know we'll make a decision tonight, and then you guys will be the first to know once we make the roster move.
Rick, it was one thing about his availability and what happened in Tampa and, of course, your previous knowledge of his abilities when you were scouting him and that type of thing. But a number of your players have advocated in communicating with Josh about this football team. Do you see that as a positive, or do you see that as a situation where some of the players recognize that from a passing standpoint you weren't getting it done?
I know our players are focused on the task at hand, which is coming up against the Carolina Panthers, and just excited about the opportunities that are going forward. I couldn't comment on who talked about what or anything like that, but I know our players in a locker room are a close-knit group that are very supportive of each other, and I know their main focus right now is the Carolina Panthers.
All right. Guys, I'm going to turn it over to Josh now.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Just say. Excited.
Doing well. I'm pumped up to be a Minnesota Viking. Been a long day of physicals. I got to thank Rick Spielman, Coach Frazier, and my representatives for getting this deal done. And you know, I'm just really excited to have an opportunity to be a part of such a storied franchise.
Josh, Jim Rich, Fox 9 here. What sold you on the Vikings? Because you had a lot of offers to go to different places. What did you like about this situation? You're obviously walking into a position that there are a lot of bodies at already. What makes you think you can be successful here?
Well, you know, signing with the Vikings, you know, at the end of the day, it was, you know, you got to follow your heart. And I'm not saying that I was promised anything. I was not. The only thing I was promised was an opportunity to be a part of a first-class organization and be put into a role where I could nurture myself as a player, go out and throw. No matter what the situation is, you know, I was promised an opportunity to be a part of this first-class organization, and that's kind of the selling part. And then, you know, being comfortable. I felt really comfortable with the conversation I had with Rick Spielman, with Coach Frazier, you know, Coach Musgrave's offense. You know, it was just something about it just felt right in my heart. Felt great gut feeling, and you know, it's I'm just definitely fired up.
Josh, what happened between you and Greg Schiano?
Excuse me?
What happened between you and Greg Schiano?
From what standpoint?
Just from the standpoint that you're here, that you got released by him.
Well, no, obviously, obviously he didn't feel that I was the guy he wanted leading his team, the caliber of quarterback he wanted behind center, but, yeah, no, I mean, I had a lot of great memories there, a lot of good times, you know, with the fellas, and, you know, obviously the Glazers and Ryan Morris gave me that opportunity, and, you know, it's 4.5 cherished years, but, you know, times change, things progress, and, you know, I'm just fired up to be here in Minnesota, moving forward, and you know, just like I said earlier, man, just this organization, you know, everyone I've talked to just, I mean, raves about the just quality, and you know, that's something that I'm fired up about.
Josh, Larry Fitzgerald, National Programming Network. Were you surprised at what went down last week in any way?
Was I surprised? Yeah, I mean, you're always surprised when. When, I mean, you get released in football, I think, but it was kind of, I think things came to a head and they decided to make their decision, but, you know, it's not really something that I like, I'm really looking back on, you know, it's kind of, I like to stay in the moment, regardless of the situation, and, you know, right now, it's all about Minnesota, all about what I can do, regardless of the role, to make this team a better football team.
Josh, Chip Scott, yeah, Brian Lurk, if you can hear. Josh, Coach Frazier mentioned today that you had some friends on the team. Who is that? And then also, how long before after you were released did you start looking at the Vikings as an option for you possibly?
Well, as far as guys in the organization, you know, obviously we played them last year, gotten to know guys throughout, whether it's recruiting, whether it's, you know, there's some Big 12 guys, but, I mean, I'm not going to say who said what, but all I can say is that everything I've heard from people within the organization, from people who have been here past, present, people that know people that are here, they said that this was a great place, you know, that put together a very strong team, a passionate team, a place where the focus is mainly on football. It's all on football, all on, you know, forget all the other stuff. We got to find a way to win games, and they do it in a, you know, quality way, and that's something that when I started hearing, thinking about different teams, asking questions, I mean, that's kind of the overall, you know, sense that I got from everybody who knew anything about the organization, and, you know, that coming from the upbringing and the place I come from, you know, that means a lot to me. So that's really the first thing that interested me in Minnesota, and obviously speaking with Coach Frazier, Rick Spielman, I think that they, you know, they just wasn't as I don't know. It was down to earth. It was genuine. It was real, and you know, I could really, really appreciate that.
Josh, that gets far from ESPN.
Hello.
Josh, from ESPN.
And Josh,
talking through.
Can't hear you. Just one at a time.
Josh, Ben Gessler from ESPN. When you were kind of going through teams here, how big of a factor was playing time and just the chance to start in the evaluation process as you were looking through your options?
That's interesting because it's really right at the beginning. Right when I heard it got cut, it was kind of I'm going to get back in there right away. But in all honesty, from the standpoint of a career move, something that really I liked about the Vikings is, they've got a guy. They've got a situation that, I can come in and learn the system. And whether they call for me and they need me to play, that's one thing. But just an opportunity to, kind of pump the brakes. It's been a pretty crazy past few weeks. And just really get back to the reason we're all here, and that's playing football.
Josh, is this humbling at all, being cut by Tampa?
Is it humbling?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. I think that, anytime something like this happens to anybody in any position, you've got to step back, and regardless of what you're feeling at the time, you have to look inward. You can't blame all the exteriors, or you can't blame. You have to look at it from what you can control, what you could control, and moving forward, I think that's the only way you can go about things with a clear conscience and the right attitude to succeed.
Josh, there's the last couple of games in 2010. I think you did a 5-touchdown game against Seattle, and then you came back and beat New Orleans. And the following week, each week, I think it was 81% completion percentage. Was that the best football you've ever played?
Not even close. It was great football, no doubt, and 5-touchdown game. But every year I constantly try to improve, and I feel as though last year we hit a nice little stretch, and that was probably the best I've played, the most in tune, the most with the defense, with understanding the D coordinator, and going out and putting it all together and scoring points, and that's. In my opinion, the best I've played.
When you've been in tune, what has worked for you? What's been, when you've been able to put it in tune, what has been the number one thing that's worked for you?
Taking what the defense gives you, and just understanding situations, understanding, really personnel matchups, fronts, alignment, coverage. Just kind of. You go through a week, and just the preparation you put in, and it's a lot of stuff. But being able to take each day and learn about a different section, and then kind of tie it all together, understanding the situation and games, and go out and just compete. I think that's where I got to that year. And go ahead.
And what do you see when you look at the Vikings offense, and how you would fit in?
I don't think that there's a quarterback in the game of football that doesn't think that they'd be a good fit for this offense. And I say that from standpoint of the talent that is on this offense. Any time, and it's kind of cliche, but they say it. A quarterback's best friend is the running back and the offensive line. The good running game. And then they've got a lot of speed, a lot of talent on the outside. Three incredibly talented tight ends, and this offense is very talented offense.
Josh, you had the feel at one time that maybe your long-term future was in Tampa. Was there ever a point where you just kind of thought it reached the tipping point there?
What do you mean from? Well, yeah, when I got cut, I think anybody in any situation, I think quarterback wise, they always, everybody thinks that they've got the skill, the potential to be the guy. I'm not going to say delusional, but I think you have to see yourself, your game, through a different lens. Otherwise, you're not gonna be that guy. You're not gonna be the special guy, because you're not gonna truly think that you deserve it when your opportunity comes. And I think that me going through this past few months, there wasn't really, until Coach called me down to his office and I told him that he's making a switch. You know, that's the first moment I realized I wasn't going to be the guy moving forward. You know, that's it hit me like that.
Did you ever get to a point in your time in Tampa where you felt like you were becoming a scapegoat?
No, it's funny, because I'd get calls, and I really, and no offense to any of you guys, I'm sure you're all fine journalists, but I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to anything going on outside of the building. And, you know, I ask my friends, my family not to really bring it up if something's going on. And the only person I speak to about that really is my dad and, you know, my agents. And that's only when there's, like, an issue arises that's going to really affect anything. But, I didn't really pay attention to what was going on outside, you know. I had my laser pointer focused, and it was focused on how am I going to be the best football player. You know, I was trying to be the best I could be for that team in that situation, and never did I feel like that was the instance. But you know, like I said, moved on to the Vikings, and man, I'm stoked. I'm really pumped to be here. I can't wait to hop off this phone call and get to work.
Josh, I think the report was that you only wanted the one-year deal. Is that true? And if so, what's the thought process behind that and still wanting to maintain that free agency at the end of this year?
Yeah, no, I didn't really take a whole lot of, you know, interest in the actual negotiations. You know, my main focus was where can I go to really better myself the most? You know, what place is going to allow me to, you know, just go in and just work? And I wanted I wanted a good environment, and you know, that's something that I know that I get with Minnesota, and you know, that's the stuff that goes on with agent and general manager negotiations. That's stuff that, I mean, I kind of don't really want to be involved in, and you know, I just let them. I tell them an end goal, what I want to do, where I want to be, and then from then on, they kind of run with it from there. And you know, at this time, you know, I didn't know what the years were going to be. I didn't know, you know, I'm sure they would have run it by me had it been like something crazy, but no, it was something that definitely is realistic. And, you know, that's something that I really try to stay out of.
Time for two more questions, guys.
Josh, what's a realistic time frame for you as to when you think you can step in, be a starter, and run the offense effectively?
You know, at this point, I really have no idea. I really don't. And I have yet to have a chance to sit down with Coach Musgrave and go through the things for tonight to study as far as the offense goes, because I've been... Yeah, but anyways, no, I don't know what this offense is going to be exactly. You know, I've heard different things about it, but you know, I've yet to get my hands on it.
Last one.
Hey guys, thanks so much for your time, and have a good night.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.